Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Through the Wheat Checkoff, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission supports the efforts of wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat breeding team at OSU as they develop new varieties for Oklahoma and the Southern Great Plains. The newest release just announced, Wyatt.
The genetics will sound familiar. Half of it is Smith's Gold. The other half is very different. And so this is coming from Romania. The Eastern European wheat sector, that is so important to us. That genetics just fits the Great Plains, particularly the Southern and Central Great Plains, extremely well. I remember seeing the first set of progenies that came from that cross, and I thought, my gosh, this is just heads and shoulders visually above everything else.
Dr. Carver says Wyatt has tremendous yield potential.
You know, we need to continue to increase that yield potential so farmers still have that competitive edge.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, good afternoon, folks. The market's extremely volatile throughout today's trading session. We started off with a pretty sharp down move at the open. There was a tweet this morning from President Trump that they were going to allow 300,000 metric tons of ground beef imported with zero tariffs over the next 90 days. Of course, there's more questions or a lot of questions surrounding it. Is it the existing beef imports? Is it 300,000 metric tons more? And so on. And I think there's a lot of kind of unanswered questions around that. The markets, after about midday, sort of shrugged it off and actually fought its way back and had a bit of a reversal today on some of these contracts. But the August feeders finished 55 cents lower at 334.75. The Septembers were going to be up 10 cents, 329.02. The October's up 95 cents, 323.65. The November's up $1.37 to 316.25. So the market did come back, and about $9, like on the September futures, about $9 off the low. And it made new lows today, then closed higher on the day. So that is a reversal on this move. So hopefully that brings some more buyers into next week. Live cattle were 30 lower in August. There was some 226 cash trade today. October's down 7. December's up 22. We do have a cattle on feed report this afternoon at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164.
The grain market's mixed and fairly quiet, really. The Kansas City December wheat was down 4 cents, settling at 772.5 with the high of 780. That wheat market has had a pretty good run here for 10 days, but we have not gone through the July highs of around 792 on that December contract. But we're above all the moving averages and so on. So the trend seems to continue to be up. The bean market was 1 to 3 cents higher. We had the final pro farmer averages today. We do know that it was on average less than what they had last year, but don't let that make you think it's a small crop, because last year was a record. But we finished with November beans up 3 at 1239.5, and then corn 2 to 6 cents higher, with December up 5 at 508.5 cents. It did go make new highs for this move today. The high today on December was 599. We're testing those levels back in May. The May high was about 506.5, but that was a previous resistance level that we've not gone through now. And in the last 7 or 8 trading days, we've rallied about 50 cents. So that's a pretty impressive rally there. Today's cotton futures essentially unchanged. The Dow Jones and equity markets are sharply higher to finish today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.